I praise and thank God for this beautiful opportunity that God has given us to come in His presence this morning before His precious word. For our morning meditation, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. When Almighty God drove man out of the Garden of Eden, he was given the punishment that he will have to sweat for his bread. And the ground was cursed for his sake, and it will bring forth thorns and thistles. So man must labor hard to take care of his cultivation from wild thorns and thistles to get a good harvest that is much needed for his survival. It may seem to us that this is a curse that is unbearable from an angry God. But when we look carefully into it, we can see the underlying principle of it that shows the loving nature of our Heavenly Father. God wants to keep man busy in some work, or his brain, which has been gifted with many talents and abilities, will become the hub for sinful activities by the enemy Satan. God has gifted every man with different abilities that is necessary for this life. And with those abilities, he can show forth the glory of God through his life. He can be a blessing for others and at the same time learn many things in his life. And the more he is engaged in some work, he will be away from sinful activities. And we can see that principle in reality around us. When a person is determined in his life to reach a particular goal, then he will labor hard for it. He with his whole heart will use all the abilities that God has given him to acquire it. Whether he be a believer or an unbeliever, if he sincerely labors hard in his life, then he will have the blessings of the Lord with him always. And God loves and chooses those people for his plan and purpose who have the heart to labor hard. We have many examples for that in the precious word of God. God hates the ones who are lazy and slothful. Here the word of God says, he that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. This is a warning to all the people, especially the youngsters, who have a bright future that God has set before them. There is a time for a person to enjoy pleasures. When a person labors hard and achieves some goal in his life, then he can relax and enjoy the pleasures of his toil. But if a person right from the beginning loveth pleasure and lives for it, then he will end up as a poor man. Life will never be the same for a lazy person when he reaches the end. It is God who brought his children to the promised land, where milk and honey flows. And we know about the vines of Canaan that brought forth fruit plentifully. As two people had to carry a cluster of grapes upon their shoulders. But the word of God warns them that he that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. God has brought them to that promised land not to enjoy the pleasures of that land, but to be a blessing for the whole world. It was a home to the chosen people, where they can have a blessed life, but for that, they were supposed to walk in the principles which God had given them. The land is the place where the promised Messiah will teach his people the divine law and will offer himself as a ransom for the whole world. So the children of Israel who were dwelling in the promised land need to be very careful in their life. They have the best opportunity in their life as they have received the promises and had the blessings of the Lord upon them. But for the fulfillment of the promises, they need to work hard and walk in the path of the Lord. If they were just worried about the pleasures, and if they just wanted to enjoy those pleasures of wine and oil, it would bring destruction upon them. They will be led astray by those pleasures from the path of the Lord. It does not mean that they must not use wine and oil in their life. It is needed for their survival in their daily life. But they should never become the slaves of these pleasures, as it will hinder and distract them from reaching their goal. Likewise, today we need technology and other things for our daily needs. But let us not be its slaves, as it will deviate our mind from reaching the goal of our life.
If a person trusts the Lord and walks in the path that Lord leads him, then he will surely reach the goal. Just praying is not enough, but he needs to labor hard with a sincere heart, and then God will guide him in every step of his life. Parents also need to be careful in this regard so that the children may have a better future life. Let the parents not destroy their children by giving them all the pleasures of this life at a young age. Let them learn to labor hard in their life, as it will make them responsible in their lives, or else they will drown themselves in the pleasures of this world and will end their life in this world as a poor person who has not benefited by his life upon this earth. It is the same with our spiritual life also. If we labor for our spiritual life, nurturing and taking care of it with the Word of God, and are led by Holy Spirit God, then we will surely be found rich, blessed with all the heavenly blessings. So let us not be worried about the riches of this world, but seek time in the presence of the Lord, laboring more for our spiritual life. And may the Lord help each one of us for that. Let us pray. Father, we praise you and thank you for this beautiful opportunity that you have given us. Father, in these days when life has become easy because of so many technologies and man is carried away by so many things, Lord, help us to realize that there are precious goals that have been set in our lives. Father, help us to labor hard to reach our goal and be a blessing, and not be just concerned about ourselves, but help us to be a blessing for others. You made us with a purpose. Help us to live for your glory. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. May God bless each one of us. Our Lord is coming very soon. Maranatha.